up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Ashanti.
What up? It's Jay-Z.
Hey.
What's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Ashanti.
What up? It's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up? It's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Sugar Radio, loyal listeners, it's your girl Brown Sugar, and I'm back with another exciting segment. Today we have the one and only Tracy Edmonds, who is coming today on Brown Sugar Radio to make such a huge difference on health care and on, no, excuse me, hair care. Let me correct that, as far as with ethnic women, ethnic men, and just to share with us her incredible background in the hair industry. I want to give it up today for Tracy. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Like you said, I'm Tracy Edmonds, owner of Tracy Edmonds Artistic Form. I've been in the business for about 18 years. I am also a stylist educator for Organic Root Stimulator / Namaste Hair Products, which is a healing hair care company. It has two lines, the Organic Root Stimulator, which you see all over in all the beauty supplies and on the billboards, and then they have a private line, which is the Namaste Hair Care Products, where you can restore your hair and have healthy hair inside the salon, which is more of an exclusive line.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? It's so funny. I was looking at your pictures on Facebook, and you know what actually grabbed my attention was your hair color. I love color, okay? So, Tracy, as I was going through my friends, I was like, oh, my goodness, her hair is slamming. So I started going through your pictures, and then I seen the awards with you and your mother, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Not only is her hair slamming, she's a stylist and an entrepreneur, you know, and, I mean, you're just you're in gifted hands because you were blessed, I'm sure. Your mother passed down the gift. And I want to get into that a little bit because – that is such a prestigious award that your mother received. Tell us about that and what it felt like to give her that award, to hand it over to her.
It actually felt overwhelming because I actually asked the company, could I go out there? I normally do that particular hair show, which is done by another lady. She does this show, and she was one of my mother's mentees. My mother was her mentor for years, and her story when she introduced my mom was she came to every class, every motivational class my mother gave, every hair class my mother taught. She went to every one of them, and her whole life, all she wanted to do was be like my mom. And so when she called us out here to say, okay, I'm giving you, you know, the Hands of Fame Award, and, you know, I was just like, oh, well, I have to be there to, you know, to go up there with you and give you this award because, you know, my mom is such an asset to me and so many hair designers in the industry that she has trained. And she has a million kids, you know, with because she's in the hair school industry. She teaches. Of course, she's nationwide. She has been all over the country. And her name is Dr. Barbara Edmonds. And I've always said, if you're a hair designer and you don't know who she is, you better get to know. So
I know that's right.
Yeah, you better get to know her because she is number one in teaching young stylists how to be successful in this business. And she has definitely given me all of those. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. It was funny because Namaste is calling me right now. That's crazy. But
Oh, that's funny. And I heard a beep. I'm like, okay, oh, shucks, I hope I didn't lose her. You know, this is live radio, so certainly anything can happen. But
you know, honored with her just being my mom and passing down that gift to me. I always knew that I wanted to be a hair designer, even as growing up. It was never something she forced on me. It was just something that I thought, you know, was in my blood, you know, and I just wanted to go for it from a child. So that's what I did. I went straight from high school to beauty school and started working, you know, straight out of high school at 18. And here I am, 37, and the owner of my own salon and everything. And so, you know, with the help of Namaste, they have allowed me to educate for them and have sent me across the country and around the world to, you know, educate on healthy hair care and healing hair care. So I've been really excited and really, you know, really busy.
I bet. And, you know, it's just fascinating to actually hear the story in regards to your mother. And now, do you also have a sister? Because I've seen another young lady with the last name Edmonds.
She's Eleanor Majors, and I have two brothers, but they're not in the business. But, yeah, and, you know, sister-in-law, you know, all that good stuff.
Right, right. So naturally, with your mother being, you know, one of the top stylists in the country, you know, and educator, and just she's an awesome facilitator as far as just educating us on the importance of hair care, and that's what I love about your product. Please share with us some more about Herbal Roots. Is that the proper way to say it?
Organic Root Stimulator.
Organic Root Stimulator.
Yeah,
okay. Please share with us.
Yeah, it has a plethora of healing hair care things. It has from hair restoration to strengthening and repair, nourishing the hair, you know, things for natural hair, things for guys and barbers and things like that. And then we also have a line, you know, to cater to weaves and braids. But I'd like to start out with just, you know, the hair and scalp restoration. You know, it's like a facial for the scalp. We have what we call a scalp scrub, and this is for people who are thinning in certain areas, and it's thinning due to, you know, clogged follicles, dead skin cells and things like that, which will cause the hair to grow out thin. So we go in with a step one scalp scrub, and then we come back behind that with an uplifting shampoo, which is like a deep cleansing regular shampoo that you can rid the hair and the scalp of toxins and build up. Our hair mayonnaise, it is an intensive conditioning treatment. And then we have a fertilizing temple balm and a fertilizing serum, which is ideal for pressed and relaxed hair. The serum is a fast-acting liquid formula that is designed for men and women with natural hair and for hairstyles. And what it is doing is just basically stimulating and energizing the follicle of the hair and making sure that the hair stays healthy. And then we have our hair fertilizer, which is for daily use. It's like a hair dress. But for, you know, and what I would advise mostly with women of color is to find a stylist that you trust and make sure that you are walking hand in hand with them with your hair needs and goals. I know nowadays, you know, money is tight. When the first thing that gets cut is the trip to the salon. So we have a number of things that you can do at home, you know, hair care tips and things like that that you can do at home. Organic Root Stimulator is in the beauty supplies so that you are able to go in and purchase the things like the olive oil nourishing sheen and the creamy aloe shampoo and our replenishing conditioner, which you can take home with you to make sure that you get maximum results for your hair while you're between visits of the salon, or if you're just, you know, some people, you know, they can just do their hair at home, you know, but if we're going to do that, which I never advise that, but if you have to do that, I would love for, you know, our women to be able to at least achieve healthy hair. And it has, like I said, it has a whole line of the nourishing products, which are the oil sheen, the olive oil moisturizing hair lotion. It also has a relaxer kit that has everything that's built in the kit, so you have everything at home. The replenishing conditioner is one of the things that I absolutely love. It will keep the hair restored, replenished, repaired, and silky and soft when you finish using it. We have the wrap set mousse, the olive oil wrap set mousse, which will allow ladies to, when they're at home, to be able to wrap and or set their hair, which is one of the most healthiest things that you can do if you are doing your hair at home. And then we finish it off with our olive oil hair glosser. And there's a plethora of other, you know, products in the line that you can also supply, that they can also buy at the beauty supply store to help them with their hair care needs, of course, advised by their stylist. But if not, and she is one of those ladies that can go to the salon and experience the namaste experience, which is one that I love, that I make sure that my clients have when they come in. It is a line created to restore balance and restore moisture to the hair when you're doing your clients, because that is the one thing that most of our ethnic women have is dry hair. 80% of us have dry
hair.
Yeah,
that's true, which causes breakage in return.
Right.
Yeah.
Breakage, exactly. And so one thing that I teach, besides just the beautiful products that I want you to use on your hair, is how to maintain your hair when you're at home. I teach my clients how to wrap their hair. I give them the necessary tools to be able to keep their hair up all week, because there's nothing like going to the salon, getting all these fabulous things done, and then when you wake up in the morning, you don't know what to do. You know, so
true.
There's
yes,
a number
I've
of
been
things.
There.
Yep. There's a number of things, you know, that has to go on with you and your stylist. You have to, you know, how the church says, I can't save you. You know, I can't save you the other 6 days of the week. You have to save yourself. You see what I'm saying? So get your hair done. You have to have the necessary tools to be able to maintain your style during the week. So when you're coming into the salon, mostly you would have to request the namaste products, because they are a professional line. So, you know, if you're searching for the namaste line, you can go online at www.mynamastesalon.com, and you can read up on more of where to find a stylist in your area who carries namaste. But it starts off with our relaxer, which is, like I said, a moisturizing relaxer. It's infused with aloe vera and Abyssinian oil, which a lot of women are wearing relaxers. I know everybody is now coming down to this thing where everybody wants to go natural, and that's fine too. You can do that. But if not, you know, and you want to use the best relaxer on the market, I would suggest the Namaste Relaxer System. And like I know, it has the well-known benefits of the olive oil to offer balance amongst the damaged hair caused by today's technology, which is relaxers.
And then flat irons too, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Putting heat appliances, blow dryers, all those things.
Right.
And
the thing that I love about Namaste is that we offer protection in our products against those things. So we have a number of products like our Seal and Shield technology, which is what we use for our press clients, which actually forms a veil over the hair and keeps out the bad humidity and seals in the good humidity. We also have our Sleek Shine, our Thermal Silking Lotion, which is also a heat protector. It is a moisturizing product. It's going to make sure the hair retains its moisture balance during heat styling. It's infused with coconut oil. This is one of those things that, like I said, when you go to your salon, these are things that I impart on my clients, because I want to save. I'm always trying to save a strand. So,
definitely.
Make sure that they have necessary tools, that I'm using the necessary tools to protect their hair from heat. Now, when you're going home and you have to flat iron or hit it here, hit it there, you know, I just try to tell my clients to try to stay away from the flat iron, because once I do it, all you have to do is wrap it every night and reverse your wrap every night. Purchase you some, you know, glosser. You can purchase the Abyssinian oil. You can purchase the olive oil hair glosser. We also have a heat serum that is out now with organic stimulator that you can put on the hair to make it shine and give it moisture through the week. So those are some good things that you want to, you know, impart on your hair, because the one thing about hair is that if you don't keep doing the same thing to it all the time, it will start to break on you. So you have to wrap it every night. You can't just go to bed on it. If you're working out, you have to wrap your hair after you work out. You have to do the necessary things. And I know people, you know, there's three kinds of people. There's people that wear their real hair. There are people that wear weaves, and there are people that wear braids. Okay. Yeah. So, and there are people who wear, you know,
when a little I say bit real, all three, like me.
You know, when I say real hair, I mean natural also, not just relaxed hair.
I got
hair.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have to do the necessary things to it to make sure that it stays healthy.
Right. Now, let me ask you as far as color, because the color you have is just absolutely gorgeous. And
right.
with women of color, we have to be careful, especially if we have the relaxer on top of the color, you
very,
know.
Very. Yeah.
Okay, and that's something I would recommend not doing yourself if you're not familiarized with the process, because it does dry your hair, especially the lighter you go.
Yeah.
You know, I've just over the years of experience, I know
yeah.
that you have to be very, very cautious. What are some of the hair care techniques you would recommend for ethnic women that have a relaxer and color, Tracy?
And that
You've
is
done
me.
An awesome job. One of the key words I want to mention, though, is mm-hmm. moisture. You have said moisture over and over and over again. So all of my listeners that are checking us out today, please make sure moisture is the number one key ingredient.
Oh,
Tracy
yes.
has made it profound on here on Brown Sugar Radio.
Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure you keep the lubricity in the strand. Moisture is the main thing. But, yeah, with color, I am one of those people that can wear color and relaxer. The main thing that I suggest to every woman who's ever even considering color is if you don't go to the salon for anything else, there's three things that you should never do at home. You should never cut your hair, you should never relax your hair, and you should never color your hair at home, okay? Because you don't know if particular hair type and texture. People always say hair is white, black, Chinese. Hair is hair. Hair is texture and type. So it doesn't matter what color you are. Hair
right.
is hair. And so I recommend that you always seek a professional to see if your hair can even take color.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-oh, Tracy, we lost you. Tracy?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay.
It's key to find out what your texture and type is of your hair to see if you can even take color and relaxer. Some people with dry, really brittle hair, but they want color so bad. You know, my clients come in and I say, you know, what are your hair care goals? It is always what you want versus what you can have. And you have to be honest with the client to let them know that, you know, either you can take color or you can't. Because if you've had color before and it broke off due to whatever reasons, if it broke off for this, it broke off for that, you know, most of the time it broke off because you can't take color. If you're not taking care of it, of course it'll break off for that reason. But,
right.
you know, color takes care. It takes getting done every week and silked out for whatever. If you're wearing it natural, it's a little bit easier because you're not hot combing it. You're kind of just wearing it, you know, in your natural without any real stress from heat. So you're just basically shampooing, conditioning, combing the hair through thoroughly and wearing the color, which is not as detrimental because you're not doing any heat styling. But you have to make sure that your ends stay trim at least every 6 weeks so that you don't get the split ends, you know, that come with, you know, just, you know, natural, that come with everybody's split ends. After 6 weeks, you're going to get them. So other than
okay.
that,
so every
hair
6 weeks, get your ends stay. Trim, right?
Yeah.
Basically after a relaxer, if you're wearing one. A relaxer, is that how it works?
The day of the relaxer, you get a trim. And you have to be careful with relaxing and coloring because you don't want to do it as close as you would with a person who's not doing relaxer.
Well, how long would you wait? Okay, let's say I get a relaxer on the 7th of February. How long should I wait before I have color at it?
Well, the book, it says 2 weeks, and that's
color.
Fine. Some people like to color anytime they see a root, and that is fine. But
that's true, yeah.
Relaxers out.
Yeah, that's true.
Relaxers out. You can't relax every 6 to 8. You want to make sure you're relaxing maybe every 8 weeks instead of every 6 weeks. Okay. Also,
now, another misconception that we have as African American women, Tracy, is the fact we don't have to wash our hair as often as any other race.
True.
Can you clear that myth up for us?
Yeah, let's clear that up, because the one thing that you got to get rid of every week is those dead skin cells that build up on the scalp and cause the hair to grow thin. So you need to be shampooing your hair every week. There is no book that's going to say don't do that. You want to keep
mm-hmm.
your hair clean and free of, you know, any of the, you know, the things of the world, you know, just, you know, outside, you know, those things can be damaging to the hair too, but you always want to make sure that you keep your scalp clean.
That's it. That's very important because I can see where, especially if you're wearing a weave and you can't get to your scalp for long periods of time, or if you're wearing braids for long periods of time.
Right.
I've had girlfriends that have told me, sugar, I cannot, I don't wash my hair but every couple of months, and I'm just thinking, like, is that really healthy, because it is something that that is a huge misconception as far
right.
as we have dry hair. It'll dry our hair out, it'll dry our scalp out, or it'll break our hair off. We can't wash our hair as often as any other race. So I'm really glad you cleared that up. And then also, too, the importance of making sure that we keep our ends trim, because the split ends, that prevents growth. Is it growth or is it just the healthiness of the hair? What's the importance of getting our ends clipped, Tracy?
What it prevents is length. When the ends split up, you end up having to trim it higher than you go, than you want to. If the ends are split, they, most definitely aren't healthy. And if you get them done at the right time, then you won't even see any shortening for women who want to achieve length and things like that. So for maximum length, you want to make sure you get your trims on time. I know it seems like, oh, I don't want to get my hair cut again. I'm trying to grow it out. But you can't grow it long if you've got split ends, because what you're going to grow is thin hair. Okay,
And that's true, because I did hear that you have to get your ends clipped in order for your hair to grow. And people are like, well, how will it grow if you keep cutting it?
Well, the thing is that, some stylists get scissor happy and they do what they want to do. But, I'm the same way about my hair. I'm like, look, you cut them split ends, don't you cut? Because I don't cut my own hair. My mother does. So, and I'm on her, too. I'm like, look, don't you cut my hair now.
Okay.
Trim
the just get the split end. That's it.
Right. But in the result of that, I have long, beautiful hair, as you see. And that's a result of doing – the right things, shampoo, conditioning my hair with the Namaste line every single week, putting on the thermal soaking lotion and sitting under the dryer. I normally get a roller set. Sometimes I straighten from time to time, but I normally do a set instead of heat styling because it does make it easier on the woman who's trying to achieve maximum length on their hair. It makes it a lot easier when you roller set instead of flat iron. Now, there's nothing wrong with flat iron. That is fine also, but you really have to keep up your salon visits when you're flat ironing all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree because it is something that if you don't keep it up, you're definitely going to pay later on down the line.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that all of the listeners today that are checking us out, whether it's via Facebook or live in our chat, I also see listeners on the switchboard. Thank you all for tuning in. We have the wonderful Tracy Edmonds, who is a just awesome stylist and hair care educator. She also is an entrepreneur. She's just got so many wonderful things going on. And I just felt that it was important to share with the new year. We always have various goals and various things we want to achieve for that new year, and what a better way to start off than to learn healthy hair care tips, Tracy, please give out the websites for certainly any, social networks you have, and then also to the professional ones for the hair care products that it's you and your mother. Actually, I want to get this straight.
We work for Namaste. We work for Namaste Laboratories, which are the makers of Organic Root Stimulator and the Namaste Professional Hair Care Line.
There you go. I wanted to clear that up. All right, now. We can't have it twisted here on Brown Sugar Radio. I got to admit the facts right. All right.
But that's good.
Yeah, but it's good that they trusted you enough to even have you be a part of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, they are a wonderful company designed to make sure that the ethnic woman or any woman, multicultural around the world, that can achieve healthy hair at home and in the salon. So they've covered all their bases because everybody can't get there. So if you can't get there, you can always go to your local beauty supply and, purchase the olive oil line. And so
I know that's right.
Excited about that. Yeah. And anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, you can reach me Facebook / Tracy Edmonds, TraciEEDMONDS. Everybody always asks me, oh, are you the Tracy Edmonds that was married to Babyface? No. Babyface is my cousin. You know, because, I mean, okay. People are, like, having these conversations with me on Facebook, like, as if I'm Tracy Emmons. No, I don't own a movie company. I'm hair designer. No.
Okay, wrong one.
I'm the hair designer. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's me. But, yeah, that is my
that's
family.
It.
Yeah, that's it. You know, case
okay,
closed.
And you're based out of Atlanta, which I'm sure is one of the hair capitals in the United States.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
They always have hair shows and things going on. Tell us what it's like as far as the various hair shows that you compete in and just as far as how different the culture may be versus, you know, Atlanta versus out here in Las Vegas or in Los Angeles.
Oh, absolutely, because I do the hair shows all over, New York, Los Angeles. I just, you know, we did Trinidad, Puerto Rico, Barbados. You know, like I've said before, hair is hair. I love doing the hair shows because it's a lot of glitz and glam, and we get to do a lot of show hair, but a lot of educating also. Like I said, I'm a platform artist for them, so I'm basically on stage. I'll be on stage this coming week on the 19th through the 22nd here in Atlanta at Bronner Brothers. I love the show. I love the show, the lights, the camera. I love all of that, but like I said, the bottom line is making sure that our hairdressers get these right products in their hands. And make sure that they're doing right by these clients and getting their hair healthy. You know, that's really what we're based on. And I love it. I love being, I'm just honored that this company believed in me enough to send me across the world and explain healthy hair care to our stylists. Because most of the time, that's what I'm educating. I'm educating stylists. I'm not always educating the consumer. And that is what Organic has gone out and done, has tried to educate the consumer with the different healing hair care days that they can look up online and find out if a healing hair care day is coming to your town or your city. But, you know, I just love, you know, that the fact that they even gave me the opportunity to be able to just up my skills and from you know, just a stylist to an educator, you know, those are things
absolutely.
That you have to learn. Right. Those are things you have to learn how to talk, how to be in front of these people and be able to tell them and for them to believe in you and believe in the product that you're trying to sell, because there's a million lines out there, but we specialize
in
sure. You know, that we all have healthy scalps and healthy hair. So I really, really enjoy it. I love, you know, like I said, going all over the world and just seeing different people. But you know what's funny is they the same everywhere. They the same.
I know,
right?
People are people.
They are the same.
Oh, look at that.
Puerto Rico, they're the same. In Trinidad, they're the same. You know, a different culture of people, of course.
Right.
But they all want healthy hair.
That's it.
Everybody
that's the bottom help. Line right there.
That's the bottom line, yeah.
Now, Tracy, when you coming out to Vegas so you can go ahead and work my hair or something? You know what I'm saying? I want to come out to Atlanta or something, you know? I want to be able to connect.
Right, and I'm not sure when I'm coming to Vegas because, you know, the last time I was in Vegas, we were just there for a training, and everybody came out there under the company to train. And that's the last time I've been in Vegas. But I know I might possibly be in L.A., not sure yet. But, like I said, I'm just a phone call away. If you have any questions,
I know
you call
right.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, I would certainly love it. If we ever have the opportunity, okay, I would love for you to do my hair because I'm like, you are so talented and just so very informative. And one thing, like I said, that I truly respect about you with your craft is the fact that you promote healthy hair. You know, not the latest trends, not, you know what I'm saying, what's hot now and all this, but your hair is damaged and fried up and burnt up. You are into hair care.
Everybody comes
so,
with a problem. Now, I can do some hair now, but everybody comes
all right
with
now.
You know.
Okay, you can
I
whip it up. I know you can because I've seen your pictures there. You showing out on them hair shows. All right. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to post a picture on my website for those of you who want to actually take a look at Tracy's work. I mean, she is phenomenal. And, I mean, sister got some skills, all right, but certainly the base of her business is about health care. And so, you know, Tracy, just much love to you and your mother. Congratulations. Let her know I said congratulations. I may even have her on the show later on sometime this year. Come back. Please stay in touch with me on Facebook. Our time is come and gone. But certainly you have just been full of so much wisdom and insight when it comes to hair. Thank you for coming on Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tracy. Well, you have a blessed day, and definitely, like I said, now I'm a phone call away, too, so we're going to stay in touch.
All right. You look my mom up on Facebook. She's on there, too, Barbara Edmonds.
Barbara Edmonds. All right now.
Okay. All right, baby.
Okay. Take care, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right. So there you go. You heard it first here on Brown Sugar Radio. Check out Tracy Edmonds doing her thing. And, you know, her and her mom are just awesome stylists, very talented. And it was a pleasure certainly speaking with her tonight. And, well, today, I'm always used to doing shows at night. So come back. Make sure you log Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites, you know, brownsugarradio.com. Create a user account here on Blog Talk. Lock us in. Also, too, check me out on Facebook, which is Brown Sugar Radio fan page, and Twitter. Follow me, Brown Sugar Radio, S-U-G-A. All right. Well, certainly I've had a wonderful time. We'll be back again probably next Tuesday. I've got some schedule arrangements I'm doing. I'm actually reformulating the program of Brown Sugar Radio. And so we may not air during the evening any longer, only because of my busy schedule and things I have going on with my children. But I am not going anywhere. Y'all certainly know. Y'all can check me out here on www.brownsugarradio.com. Spread the word. And we'll be back. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio. And, oh, wait. Before I do that, y'all know I always like to close with a motivational saying. And the motivational saying that I have today is that someday you'll open the door on a brand new day and be rewarded with everything that you've desired. It's all up to you as long as you believe they'll come true. All right, so that is, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time so I can get a sensual seduction.